Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello, this is Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged, bringing you another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, but highly emotional. Very emotional. So please listen carefully. I want to talk with you in this episode about emotions. Yes, emotions. It's a fact. Actions are driven by emotions. And the more emotional people become, the easier it is to influence their behavior. Now, just look at road rage, okay? When people become highly emotional, they'll do almost anything, especially buy things. Here's another fact. We all make emotional buying decisions. I do, you do, we all do. So when it comes to selling your product or service, you need to understand which particular emotion or emotions your prospect might associate with that product or service. Here's an example, okay? Let's say you're selling a mosquito control program. Pain would be a reasonable emotional response to mosquito bites. Somebody would probably associate pain with mosquitoes. Other emotions might be anger, hatred, or annoyance. So you might begin your presentation something like this. Hey, Bob, look, I know you hate being bitten by mosquitoes when you sit outside on your pool, man. Anybody would find that extremely annoying, okay? Hate, annoyance. Or, Bob, look, if you're like me, you resent the fact that you can't sit out on your dadgum patio without a bunch of blood-sucking mosquitoes trying to eat you alive. There's the pain again. What you're attempting to do here is simply get Bob to agree with you and say, yes, I am resentful. Yes, I do hate mosquitoes. Yes, mosquitoes do cause me pain. And yes, I am like you. See, we like people who are like us, and because they annoy us both, I am like you. What you've done by linking these emotions to the mosquitoes is you've enabled Bob to say yes to you and align himself with your way of thinking. And now that he has said yes to you and he agrees with your thinking, he will be much more receptive to your ideas, and selling him a mosquito control program just became a whole lot easier. Does this make sense? I hope so. The great advertising guy William Birnbach put it best. He said, you have to say it in a way that makes them feel it in their gut, because if they don't feel it, nothing will happen. Bottom line, if there's no emotion, there is no sale. And no matter what business you're in, you can use this example by simply asking yourself, how can I apply this strategy to my business? Okay? So go do it. Just go do it. Hey, if you're serious about growing your business this year, give me a call at 770-993-0004. And I'll treat you to a free one-hour coaching session. I guarantee you'll come away from the call with some great tips and insights on how to get more new customers and generate more referrals. And it won't cost you one penny, okay? So I hope to hear from you. This is Hal Coleman. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. I hope it was helpful to you, and I hope you have a great day.